going to tell you a story today about a really scary place. Now, maybe it's not so scary. Let me ask you if you think it's scary. I'll tell you what there's at this place. There's volcanoes with lava all around. There's big cliffs with rocks that can just break loose and fall on you. There's a river, but the river just drops into a big waterfall that if you're on a boat, you'll just fall into the waterfall. And there's poisonous snake. If they bite you, you'll die. And there's wild animals. Do you think it's scary? Does it sound scary? It sounds kind of scary. Well, I went to this place, and maybe some of the grown-ups can guess where it is, but I'm going to tell you what I found up there. First, I found the volcanoes. You can see them from the airplane. They're all lined up in a row. There's big volcanoes and small volcanoes and all kinds of volcanoes. And some of them blow out the top and some of them blow out the side, and there's lava all over. But you know what? The lava was all cold and it was all hard. And the volcanoes are what's called dormant. Have you heard that before? It means they're kind of sleeping. They're not really active. They used to be active. And nearby, there's all kinds of cropland because the volcanoes enrich the soil and there's growing food, good food. And then when I got up there, I saw the river. And the river with the waterfall, you know what they did? They dammed the river and the water rose. So it rose up to the waterfall level and then it rose even above that. So now all the fish could swim and the boats can cross. And you know what? They were taking the fish and they were getting the fish eggs and they were sorting the fish eggs and they were putting them in special incubators at controlled temperatures so they could hatch into baby fish. And there's all these baby fish. And then they would release the baby fish when they got strong enough into the water. And then they would count the fish. They'd count the fish as they went in and out of the stream. And the river, and they would make sure that the fish are safe. Okay, so now we get to the big cliff with all the rocks. Well, there was men, and they were in uniforms. They had, like, all kinds of reflective, and they had all kinds of trucks and equipment. And you know what they were doing to the cliff? They were all on top of the cliff, and they were going, and they were blasting away all the loose rocks so it wouldn't fall on people and hurt people. And close by the rocks, there was the snake, the poisonous snake. And you know what the snake was doing? It was going, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch-ch. Have you heard of that kind of snake? Has something on the end. What kind of snake is it? It's a rattlesnake. It was a rattlesnake. And it was saying, ch-ch-ch-ch-ch, don't hurt me. Don't come by. I won't bite you if you don't hurt me. And so I saw it and I heard it. And I said, okay, you can go. And it went in peace. And then there was a wild animal, and it was looking at me, and it wanted to get to me, and it was looking at me with its beady eyes. What kind of animal was it? It was just a little chipmunk, and it wanted to come up, and it wanted to get in my hands, and it just wanted to come to me and get in my hands. I want to show you pictures of this place so that you know that I went there. Okay, this is, can you see the volcano? Can you see that white thing? That's a volcano. It's covered with snow. And then you stand in the same place and you look in the other direction, you see another volcano. Can you see it?
Yes.
It's kind of hard to see, but you see, yeah, a little white tiny peeking out over that. And then there was wildflowers up there. See the wildflowers? And then there's the snake. Can you all see the snake? That's the exact same one. The rattles are there, they're light colored, they're right at the very end. And then there's a little chipmunk. That's my hand, that's a little chipmunk coming up to me, wanted to get to me. Can you all see that? So you know what, this place that looks scary, it wasn't very scary, was it? And why wasn't it scary? Because God didn't make this planet to be scary, He wants us to be safe. And He gives us the ability to make things that are safe. Now how many of you have gone on a trip this summer? How many are you going to go on vacation? Going to go on vacation? Maybe you're going to, you already went. Maybe you're going to just go on a trip across town to visit some relatives. I want you to look around next time you're on a trip, and I want you to look for things that could be scary, but they're not scary. Maybe things like the freeways and the roads, they can be scary and dangerous, right? But there's crosswalks and there's signal lights. And how about the fire trucks? They're there to help us be safe. And the firemen have special equipment to help us if there's an emergency. And there's, how about the airplanes? That could be scary if they fell out of the sky, but they don't fall out of the sky. And so I want you to look at these things, and then when you find these things, I want you to say a little prayer and thank God for making these, for keeping you safe and helping man to make things that are safe. Okay? Let's say a prayer right now and thank Him for those things. Dearest Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank You so much for the blessings that You have given to us, the food that You provide, and all this, the beautiful things around us. And we know that You made this planet to be very beautiful and safe, and we pray that we will recognize Your hand, that You keep us safe and You provide for us, even though some things are scary. We thank You. Amen.